We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, of course. In about 14 minutes, we have Dom's.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
And the prize today is a gift card to Boston Market. Visit bostonmarket.com.
I could go for some rotisserie chicken right about now.
Oh, that's your favorite. Okay.
I love Boston Market.
All right. And it's Dan's birthday, too, so wishes all the way around. Ro has agreed to come on and wish everyone Merry Christmas and the like.
Woo!
We don't have a date set. Her attorney is negotiating with DJ on this one. Man, this is going to be intense. Or maybe DJ is her attorney. I'm not sure what's happening there. We'll have that. All to convey our sincere happy birthday to Dan. What's Maisie doing for your birthday? Or you don't know?
We're probably going to go into Chinatown and grab some dinner at our favorite place there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Any specialty? Is there a particular Chinese?
Yeah, wonton. Wait, what is it called? It's called roast pork wonton noodle soup.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from Sankey.
All right. Very nice. Yeah. This on my Twitter, we talked about the kid at Temple being killed. And again, I'm outraged at every one of these killings. I don't care the circumstance. It's not like last week we were asking the pregnant woman in Lawncrest or whatever. These 506 homicides. So Robert Jordan, 37, writes, "Are you saying at Dom Show 1210, that area was completely free of crime before Krasner? It's amazing. A white kid dies, and suddenly fascists give a..." It's amazing. It's amazing how many excuses, as I see this, we're all in this together, against an ideology that Krasner is the face of. Against Soros, against Krasner, against Kenny, too, because he's part of the ideology, and their progeny, which is to give us this completely incompetent, buffoonish police commissioner, among other things. And it goes on and on and on and on. But this is progressivism. I would argue, and maybe you have a better one, but I would argue what's going on in Philadelphia, which is the leader per capita in the country, but by and large, in every major city controlled by Democrats, which is most of them, by progressives nationwide, that's what progressivism does. It gets people killed. There is no doubt about it, and they will not stop following this. They're not going to be like on the road to Damascus and have a sudden turnaround. They believe in it, and they're going to keep doing it. And COVID has just given them months and months and years of an easy excuse. Now, as COVID plays out, hopefully, although maybe they're hopefully the variant will give them more excuse, they're running out of that, so what else are they going to go to? Well, now they're back to what? Blaming guns. Last week, Kenny, Gunseltucky, and what was the other one? The Oaks and the head of Philadelphia City Council. All blaming Pennsylvania, people outside of the city of Philadelphia, who are what? Using guns for hunting, self-protection, and the like. We're back to that again. They're running out of the COVID thing. So this kid's killing there is sad. The only comment that I made about it is, I don't think it's a good place to be prior to Krasner. But during the Krasner years, And Dan, you and I talked about this a little bit. Are parents going to further analyze this and say, yeah, I really don't see any way you can be going to a place, an urban campus like this in Philadelphia, putting yourself on a daily basis, even commuting toward it is risky, but living there. This kid just comes home from Thanksgiving, has laundry. That's why he didn't take the train. He's just getting stuff out of his car parked there. And I guess he's distracted by that. Somebody comes up on him. Maybe it's an attempted robbery. I think they have footage. And he ends up being shot to death right there. And on we go. Temple police are great. There's a lot of them, a lot of surveillance, a bubble around campus. But I think they're a bit chill, too. They don't want to be accused of being too tough. So there's a situation. And yet people are drawn to Temple. Now, a lot of good stuff comes out of a lot of people in the communications field, a lot of stuff. But is that a wise move? I'd say no, it's not. Particularly in this era, it's the odds. And Krasner and his ideology and what's going on in the city are allowing more and more people to be wandering around, feeling they can get away with this, and maybe they've already had. By the way, all the talk of the variant, you notice what it shoved off the front pages. It's taken off the front pages, the story of another city, Milwaukee, not even the place where all this happened, allowing another career criminal to be out, where he allegedly killed seven people, eight people, who knows how many ultimately, in a Christmas parade. The media can't see any angle there. He didn't use a gun. He used a car. His race isn't right for them to attack. They don't like the optics of the Soros-backed guy, the Milwaukee prosecutor. So what do they want to do? They can't wait to get away from that story. The variant gives them a chance to just get away from that story. We're not interested anymore. That's where we are. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. But I love guys like this on Twitter. Are you saying that area was completely free of crime? Of course. That's why Temple has such a big police department. I praise Temple, though. We did an event there for how well-patrolled it was, what they did inside that bubble. Right away, though, a white kid dies. You see? And this suddenly makes fascists care. It's just endless with these people. The only remedy for Philadelphia right now in the short term is don't give them the money. I don't know if anybody else says that. I've been saying that for years, meaning out of Harrisburg. Washington, if you could. Harrisburg, I know you can. You just have to tell them, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to continue to fund this. We're going to fight every bit of funding you get from there. Running for governor, run on that. The rest of the state will support you. They don't want to fund what's going on here. And in all these Democrat hellholes, and there's any number of them that are run like this across the country. We happen to be living into what is arguably the capital city with Krasner, Kenny, and Outlaw. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Now, Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, is going to be removed from the high school over in Camden, or has been. And I told you right before the break, the two names under consideration are John Lewis High School or Barack Obama High School. Now, if I had to only choose those two, I would choose John Lewis over Barack Obama High School. Maybe kids would connect to that. His life story actually did have dealing with racism, the South, civil rights, and the like. You know, I didn't like his politics later on and all those things, but there are heroic moments there. But who would you like to see something named after in our general area or across Pennsylvania, Jersey, wherever we reach? I don't know that we are going to see anybody who is even remotely conservative. Now, they may pick somebody kind of radical, but Wilson, I wouldn't like to go to a place every day named after a stone-cold racist, petty authoritarian, a guy who I don't think until I started talk radio and analyzing it did I know how much damage he caused. He's the father of progressivism. He was incredibly authoritarian. Here's a guy who suffers multiple strokes, remains in office for maybe a year and a half, 18 months, 2 years, has his wife essentially running policy Now, it was a sleepier time, but still. And as I said, wrote books praising the Klan, the Confederacy, and everything else. He actually was a throwback of racism rather than just a man of his time. So I think Camden, on this one, I'm fine with. Dan, is that a principle you have that you wouldn't take the name off of anything, or are you okay with it?
No, because there is a line for me. I think there are certain names that don't deserve the recognition. I don't know if this is one of those particular names, but I... You know what? Yeah, I can go for this one, Dom. Yeah, I'm on your side with this one.
Remember when Villanova's complex out there was the DuPont Pavilion or Center, whatever they called it, right? And then DuPont goes nuts, according to news reports. I don't have it in front of me, the full thing. And that wrestler is killed in an all-day shootout type of thing with the police. Well, I think you have every right to take his name off that. I don't know if you have to get back the money or what you have to do. I mean, a situation like that, yeah, you can take the name off. There are instances. Like if you had O.J. Simpson Middle School, I think you could take the name off. There are instances of things that happen where it's legit. Wilson, I think, is one of them, without a doubt, for a lot of different reasons. But some of these things, the Jefferson statue, for example, in New York City and all, I think that's different than what Wilson engaged in. And Wilson engaged in not being a person of his time, but actually pushing race backwards. That's how I see it different. I realize it's a fine line. Some people just can't and won't ever submit to that because they think it's a slippery slope. I get it. And by and large with these things, I think that's right. But in some cases, I just think it's egregious. And particularly in a place like Camden, I could see why you don't want Woodrow Wilson High School. And when you look, if you're a conservative, if you're a constitutionalist, he's offensive on that ground. That's probably not enough to get him taken off, but he definitely is. All right, as far as the kid at the school, it's not the fact that this is a white kid. It's not that at all. It's about what is it? It's the age-old question. My answer is it's not going to matter in Philadelphia. It won't matter the circumstance. We've seen some unbelievable circumstances of people killed. It won't matter how many people get killed. Philadelphia is wedded to progressivism. And you're not going to beat them in the short term. The only way you can deal with this is from the outside, taking the money away, trying to curtail them in that manner from the rest of the state. There's too much that they seemingly have to offer that people want here. Enough of them are going to vote for Krasner no matter what you say, what you do. Logic doesn't apply. It's ignorant, and that's where we are. So this kid being killed is just one of 506. Why does it jump out? Well, it's a college student. It's the second one in just about a month over there at Temple. It's something shocking. It's in broad daylight. It's somebody who made a commitment to go back to the school, all those things. And that's why it's talked about. These others, if we knew more about them, we would talk about them. But we don't. And the only reason we don't is we don't have as much information on them. When there's something so telling about it, we do talk about it. They're all disgraceful. 506. It's just that this kid is one that you can blame the local media, I guess, because of where it happened at Temple. They focused in on that. Yeah, it's North Philly, really, but it happens to be near Temple. All right, we're just about ready, too. We'll take your calls on that in a moment, 855-839-1210. But as I said, $25 gift card today.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Boston Market. Yeah, I'm not even up on this one. I know Dan last week thought he had snagged a few people with a wrong guess or two. So, Dan, what are you looking for today?
Today I'm looking for the name of a musical or the name of a song, Dom. The name of a musical or the name of a song. Either one works. Here we go. Get close. It's real short. It's under 2 seconds today, everybody. I mean, it's pretty easy. I think you might know that one, Dom.
I think I do. Do you want to play it one more time?
Yeah, let's go one more time.
All right, there's your clue for today. Be the first one in that has it correct. And we will hit you up every day this week with a $25 gift card to the winner each day at 2:14, remember. Dom's Money Melody. You heard the criteria, what we're looking for. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
12:10. Hey, welcome in, everyone. Every day this week, we will have a $25 Boston Market gift card. Visit bostonmarket.com to place your holiday meal order today. Here's your clue today. All right. And Dan, we're looking for, again, the song or the musical.
Yeah, the title of the song or the title of the musical.
Musical. All right, let's go to Tim in Alden. Tim, you're first in on Dom's Money Melody. Hey, Tim, good Monday. What do you say today?
Hey, Dom, how you doing? The musical is Annie.
Very nice. Do you know the name of the song?
It's A Hard Knock Life.
Very, very nice. Tim, I'm going to place you on hold, and we will get you that $25 gift card. Why that one, Dan? What's the backstory? Why Annie today?
Well, they're coming out with a new Annie, I think, aren't they?
Annie, I think you're right, yes.
Yeah, something like that. Annie Live coming out on December 2nd. So I saw them promoting it a lot over the weekend, and I heard Hard Knock Life, and I thought, you know what? That's a really good song from a musical. Last week, Fisher Pine on Twitter suggested maybe we can stump some listeners by doing a musical. My musical depth, Dom, is Rent, Wicked, and Annie, and that's about it.
I may have to call on Roe for another musical.
Yeah,
this
I apologize. It seems like Annie might be too common knowledge for our listeners.
Right.
Yeah, first one in.
So I think this is now like the 21st or 22nd day, and I think we've only had two misses out of that.
I know.
It's amazing.
Is this a failure on my part?
No, it's not. Sure? It just shows how good people are, and they're listening at that point. They're jumping right in. That's what works. So Tim getting the $25
congrats,
gift
Tim.
Card. All right, now
it's my birthday, Tim.
There you go, Tim.
Pot pie, Tim. Just gonna say that.
All right, Horn and Hornets, the pot pie. I remember that. All right, so I have an update. We like to close the circle. I know one of the biggest things listeners tell me over the years: whatever happened to? Why don't we hear? All right, you may remember the rape case that stunned the world because we had footage of it. The SEPTA guy came on the show, Nestle. By the way, he's testifying before city council the day before David O., that councilman that we have on. Hope to have David O. on tomorrow. There are people out there telling us that somehow or another these Asian students that were attacked, it was all just a misunderstanding. But anyhow, you may remember the guy that was homeless, the guy that's hanging out there in Upper Darby apparently a lot, the guy that had been judged to have committed a sex crime before, and that's here illegally, today he was held over for trial. In other words, they had their preliminary hearing. Here's the rub, though, that you should know that complicates this case, even though it shouldn't. The woman who was sexually assaulted, allegedly, that's on tape, on that whole thing with the passengers doing not a whole lot, testified she had gone to a speakeasy bar behind a deli in West Philly where she had three beers before leaving to catch a SEPTA train. She said she continued to drink beer as she boarded the wrong train. It inadvertently headed eastbound on the Market Frankfort line, the opposite direction of where she had intended to travel. Nago, the alleged assailant, sat down next to her, began to talk to her, according to the probable cause for the arrest. In a recorded statement played during the preliminary hearing, he told detectives he had seen the woman before and she had asked him if he wanted to have sex with her. Surveillance footage, which played during the hearing, shows the woman repeatedly pushing to go away, struggling with him on and off for 40 minutes before the attack. She also did say that she blacked out at the beginning and at various points during this. When she woke up, she had all these people standing around her. The district attorney said, think of all those college scenarios where a woman is passed out drunk, someone takes advantage of her. That's what we have here. The only difference is the setting. Nago's attorney, Mary Elizabeth Welsh, said the prosecutors had failed to disprove her client's version of the encounter, that it was consensual, stressed that the victim doesn't remember what happened. There's no evidence whatsoever that this was by forcible compulsion. The judge differed, ordered Nago to stand trial in the county court. He faces an arraignment in January. He remained in custody in lieu of $18,000 bail. Boy, that's all it is for a case like this. That's kind of stunning. So you see how this is lining up. Now, you would think, given a lot of video evidence of this, and given, I guess, I don't know, the testimony of some of those passengers, and given if the woman's blacked out, that this guy's case should melt, given his past history, we'll see. I wanted you to know, though, that's where we stand with this case. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what the witnesses of one sort or another and how they impugn them. Do I think this is a case where something could happen here in the defense? No, I don't see it, but those are the details. I'm still working on the whole thing with the DA telling us, Jack Stolzheimer, that somehow or another the witnesses did the right thing or it's not the way it seems, all that stuff that went on with this. The shocking thing is this guy's here illegally, had done something like this before, and yet was able to be on that train to allegedly do this again. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Also, I mentioned the whole idea of this Camden removing Woodrow Wilson's name. I know for some people it becomes almost like a principle, you can't do it. I'd say more than deserving for the reasons I laid out. You have to be careful with this stuff. We have to take people in their times. But Wilson in his time was turning back the clock. There's no doubt. So the idea of keeping his name on the building, I think that this is an area of deep concern. You could see that happening. It's a prominent one. It's going to be interesting to see if it's John Lewis or Obama they put on there or somebody like that. All right, let me go to Tony in Northeast Philly. Tony is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. Good to talk to you. I've listened to you for years.
Thank you. One
of the greatest. And you took over for one of the greatest, too. I just wanted to chime in with another famous person that had their name removed, which was John DuPont, who donated millions and millions of dollars to have his own trauma unit. And once he murdered David Schultz, that was the end of his name on that building.
Well, I think it was appropriate to take it away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, but I was mentioning him, and apparently, as I remember it, Tony, he had his own tank out there on that private area that he had. And, you know, there have been rumblings that this guy was, I don't know about doing what he did, but there were problems.
Did you watch a Foxcatcher, either of you guys?
I did not.
Yeah.
You saw Tony? What did you think,
Tony?
Yeah. I just want to wish Dan a happy birthday, and I got to go.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm curious. I never saw Foxcatcher, Dom, and I just want to know how Steve Carell performed in it because he plays John DuPont.
Does he?
Yeah. It's a biopic about the entire situation, including the DuPont and all.
I remember I was on WWDB then, Dan, being critical of the police were a bit tepid in approaching this guy, I thought, and I thought it was due to his wealth and name and I thought Villanova was correct in this, though.
It's a fascinating story.
It is. I mean, there's a limit to where there's just not a principle that your name remains on that building. And I would maintain that Wilson just was a stone-cold, outright racist, even for the times. You got to take people on their time. But what he did as president was to try to turn back the clock on the progress that had been made. And I think you got to take that into it. Now, I admit, I have antagonism toward this guy. He's right up there with Lyndon Baines Johnson as far as destruction of the country, what he set into motion, without a doubt, to me. But it's more, you can't get away with everything just by saying, well, you know, what about this? What about that? I look at each statue, each thing as it comes up. I think they have every right to do it. It's going to be interesting to see the choice. I mean, I don't know this. Could Camden name it Kaepernick High School? Is that possible? We haven't seen anything named after Cap yet. I think that's big, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, John Lewis. Okay, there are political things I differ with there.
Barack Obama High School?
Yeah, I mean, it's a former president. Dom Giordano High School, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. There's too many people. Can you imagine? The protesters.
Yeah.
But I did drive on Ronald Reagan Boulevard, I said, on Friday, I mentioned it, on our way to DJ's mother-in-law and father-in-law's house for a great Thanksgiving. And I don't know how big it is there in the Quakertown area. It seemed like only a block or so.
What was
it? You know, you're not going to see anything named after Trump forever. I mean, that's going to be a big,
What was that, Reagan Avenue, you said?
Yes, Reagan Boulevard, I think it was. Boulevard's even better. I wouldn't want a street. You need a boulevard.
Reagan Alley.
Reagan Alley, yes. Trump. All right, Jerry in Wilmington.
The Trump bike lane.
Is next. Kenny should have the bike lanes named after him. Hey, Jerry, who's your hard worker?
Well, believe it or not, I had to do a bio on this guy in high school. And it was Thomas Edison who did over 1,000 patents. And he was so busy, this true story, so busy that his wife threatened to divorce him because he was always down tinkering and everything. It was crazy when I read that. But it's over, you know, this guy is, you know, and the big question, Dom, for you is, what came first, Edison the city or Edison the man, like chicken or egg thing?
I think Edison the man came first, then they named the city after. No?
No, you're right. I'm just joking around.
Oh,
just,
okay. Well, look, the thing I know with Edison, he was the guy with taking cat naps and all because he was working so hard.
Yeah, over 1,000 patents. Could you imagine that?
Well, I don't know why. You know, I get it. They like the other guy of Edison's, but taking credit away from Edison, there's so many people out there trying to do that.
Was that Tesla you're talking about?
Yeah, Tesla. Then there's...
get out of here, dude. With the whole Tesla trying to take credit from Edison. Edison treated Tesla like a piece of poop.
Oh, man. All right. I'm still sticking with Edison. This is an age-old battle here when we come up with... All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Coming up, Steve Feldman is with us. He alerted me to the fact, and I have the press communique. Jim Kenney, with the 506 murders going on today... is out there, though, standing in solidarity. You know, Dan, I'm going to make this point about standing in solidarity. When Anna's Deli over in Tacony, a neighborhood who's teetering right now, her husband, John, was a marksman. The home was attached to this small deli. Shot to death a guy who had already shot at his wife and was holding a gun to her head to open up the drawer there. We stood in solidarity when no one else would, with the actions of the husband, with one shot taking that guy out and opening the store the very next day after the police cleared out. Now, that's resilience. That's guts. Jim Kenney, in a city with this type of situation, I don't think was anywhere near standing in solidarity with the victims of crime, but he found time today to stand in solidarity, the first in the history of Philadelphia, on International Palestinian People Day, to stand with the Palestinian people. Well, we were standing in Anna's Deli against two groups, against those that are criminals and also cowards in public office who would not come out and support the Second Amendment. All right? Over 100 people there, motorcycle brigades and all, Dan, pulling on the sidewalk on a very cold day, stood in line to get hoagies there to support them. Kenny, in standing in line with the Palestinian people, is standing in line against others, though. We'll talk with Steve Feldman here locally about that and your calls. Keep them coming. All-time hard worker. I like Edison. We've had Charles Engels. It could be real. It could be fictional. Jump in at 855-839-1210. All right, welcome in, everyone. We'll go to Steve Feldman, who's a friend, Dom Giordano's show, and is on to something here with Jim Kenny that's amazing. And, you know, that's what drives this town. But out in the suburbs, we just mentioned to you, we have four nominees for our local person of the year. And the interviews have been stunning with them. Big event, thanks to Greg Stocker, we're doing this Thursday, 9 p.m. You'll be able to hear at least three of them. So we went through channels. That's what we try to do. And sometimes it's just exhausting. People think, you know, people just reply to you. So, Dan, you asked about doing an interview with Dr. Damsker about the fact he's one of our four finalists for Person of the Year. Who is the person that is the official out there in Bucks County that you go to? And what is the response at this point?
Well, So to get anything from Director Damsker anymore, you have to go through a media contact or a courthouse administration representative. And a guy over there by the name of Jim is the information that I have, and I know he's still working over there. I have good authority that he's the guy doing the booking. So I've sent an email last week trying to get Director Damsker on with us to laud him for this award. And I sent another follow-up email over the weekend, sent one again today. So I'm hoping to hear back, man, but it's disappointing to just not get any kind of response. Like, even a denial would be something, you know, just to kind of have it, you know, it's being sent to somebody and they're seeing it and just kind of have it fall on deaf ears.
Okay, do you have a phone number for the guy for me?
I don't. No.
If you can get a phone number, I'll call him.
Cool.
Just to say, all right, you're the public communications guy. Whatever you are, you're the gatekeeper. Okay, some organizations do it that way. We would just like to know, can Dr. Damsker do this interview since people rally to him, the great stuff that he was doing? You heard him on with us a dozen times. If not, just tell us no. And it would be good if you could tell us no and reason what the policy is or what the reason is. You could come on the show and tell us the policy and the reason if it is a no. If it's a yes, that's great. If there are certain guidelines we have to follow, even better. You can ask these areas, but, you know, this is a sensitive thing, public. There's a lot of stuff in the air. Sure, you would understand. We get that sometimes. If you stick to these areas, we can do Dr. Damsker. Fine. But when somebody refuses to answer us, that cannot go unchallenged, and that's what I plan to do.
I just want to put it out there. You're not looking to bring on Damsker to try to align some side against some side and start some kind of fight. All you want to do is recognize the guy for his great work throughout the pandemic.
Right, exactly. And I would just revisit the stuff that he did that caught attention, and because listeners are hearing this, and then they're going to vote on that. You know, I don't want people to vote for Damsker just because they appear to not be letting him to talk. These others are of equal weight. It's a tough decision. Clarice Schillinger, we're interviewing after the show today and taping that, is the one that won over 133 school board seats. So these are all people of high accomplishment and character and worthy. Really, the Ed Durr thing just came out of the... And Steve Keeley, the stuff that he's brought us here on the show has been amazing, particularly, you know, for the usual media stuff. I call him the Charles Dickens of the era, his Twitter, because that's where I, with all my sources, I go to him first. So all we're asking, and if you, here's where the trouble starts for me over the years. If you're in public communication, we go through channels, and you won't give us guidelines or even an answer, well, then we're going to have to ask why again and again and again and again. Of why that's the case. And what does it look like then? It looks like you're just not allowing any access at all to the public. So we'd like a response. If you do this, we can do it. If you can't, you can't. Okay. That's it. we are an outlet. Just like, would you do this to 6ABC? Would you just ignore them? Is that what they do over in Bucks County, Dan? I don't think so. And I get tired of it with talk radio when people just say, no, for talk radio, we're going to ignore you. No, that doesn't go down easily. All right, Steve Feldman, Chief Executive Director here locally, Zionist of America. I set this up standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Why is it the information I have that Kenny is the first mayor that on this day chose to do it? Because it's not just one of those ribbon cuttings. When you're standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people, it means you're also standing in solidarity against someone or something else, does it not? Let's go to Steve here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom, for having me on, and a hello to Dan. Thank you. Thanks for bringing this issue to light.
Well, in this communique that I have, they say that he, the mayor, and elected representatives, first time in Philadelphia's history, Steve, he'll join one of only four cities in the United States to stand in solidarity formally on the national stage. What is objectionable, if anything, about that on Palestinian People Day, Day of Solidarity with Palestinian people?
Yeah, what's objectionable is the modus operandi, if you will, of the what I call Palestinianism, the movement for the creation of a Palestinian Arab state where the Jewish state of Israel is today. There is a history of violence, as you're aware, most of your listeners are aware, and to see a photo of Mayor Kenney with more than 500 murders in the city of Philadelphia this year, standing with behind him flags of the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, and the number of Americans who've been murdered in the name of that flag was really repulsive. I mean, it doesn't take a mathematician to put two and two together and to see where Mayor Kenney stands and the other elected officials who are with him, city and state officials who are with him.
Steve, I just wanted to interject. Do you know the names of the state officials, any of them? Can you get them to me?
Nikhil Saval, Danilo Burgos, Councilwoman Kendra Brooks, among them, yeah.
Well, Councilwoman Kendra Brooks is the first elected member of the Socialist
Democratic
Party.
Democratic Socialist, yeah.
Yes. Those three were there with him. And it is rare. And I didn't know that other fact that you just said, Steve, standing in the shadow of the Palestinian Liberation flag. I mean, what more do we need to know? What is their spin about what that flag represents?
Well, you know, not every Palestinian Arab, of course, but when Palestinian Arabs murder Jews in Israel, it's common for people to pass out candy to celebrate the murder of Jews, again, under the auspices of either the PLO or Hamas, and how cruel. I mean, it really is cruel for the mayor to stand with, you know, as you said, in the shadow of those flags and with people who have as part of their mission, again, not everybody there. I don't know everybody who was standing with the mayor today, but certainly as a group who have as a mission to displace and destroy the largest Jewish community in the world. I mean, it's quite repulsive, and it just goes to show, you know, again, the bigger the lie, the more it's told, the more people believe it. And anybody who knows the history of the land, the history of the peoples, the history of the Arab and Muslim war against the Jewish people, how they're celebrating and what they're celebrating is really beyond me. And it comes during Hanukkah. You know, 2,300 years ago is when the Hanukkah incident, if you will, happened. There were Jews there. They were not Palestinians in that land. They were not Arabs in that land. It was and remains a Jewish homeland.
Well, it's all, you know, the mindset of a Kenny. It all fits, Steve. It's the same issue we have in the city with pushing back against violent elements. And he is standing in the same manner. But apparently, except for your group and some others, there was a fringe group, I guess they are, of Jewish Americans standing with them. You don't seem to see the more, shall I say, does the Anti-Defamation League or any of these outfits Do they have anything to say about this? Can they parse this for the public? The other thing, Steve, that I don't like about this is a lot of guys like Kenny and some of these other politicians, if you let them get the juice of being with these fringe elements and getting a base riled up around that without being called out and putting that into context, and the media sometimes is complicit, many times I think they're incompetent. They wouldn't understand the elements that we're talking about here. If you do that, they live, politicians live to do that kind of thing.
Well, Will Bunch and Abraham Gutman of the Inquirer have been promoting this event today. They think it's wonderful. Gutman was tweeting from the event. The media is part and parcel. Most of the media. I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush. But I'm really disappointed in Mayor Kenny. This really is over the line, given what's happening in Philadelphia. And what that flag represents and what the Palestinian movement, again, not to paint every Palestinian right. Arab with that brush, but the movement, this whole river to the sea notion that they want there to be a Palestinian Arab state, that means the destruction of Israel. That means the destruction of the largest Jewish community. That's what that means. And politicians who endorse that are endorsing the murder of Jews, because that's how that's going to come about. The Jewish people are not going to give up our homeland just like that. We fought too hard to have the restoration of our homeland. We're not giving it up. So to call for there to be a Palestinian Arab state where Israel is to call for the murder of Jews.
It's as simple
as that.
Is there a website where there's commentary or where people can find Zionists of America?
Thank you. People can reach out to us nationally at www.zoa.org and locally at Philly, Philly, .zoa.org. And our email address is the word office at zoaphilly.org. And Dom, I just want to thank you and Dan for bringing this to light. God bless you for staying on top of these issues and caring.
Thank you, Steve Feldman. As always, just what a friend. What a it's even in their own communique, the first mayor to do. Why is that the first? Because of what Steve Feldman just laid out. That's the mantra. Kendra Brooks, right? Democrat, socialist, those other two names. I mean, this is what they're engaged in. That's what it comes down to. You're not just standing in solidarity with this over here. You're standing in solidarity to attack something on the other side. That's what it comes down to. 855-839-1210. You get a line. All right, side question. We had Mike Rowe on today. If you missed that, honored as our National Person of the Year. So hard worker, fictional or real, hit us with that. You're in the running for the Captain Chuckie's $50 gift certificate. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Hit us with that hard worker, real or fictional. By the way, an incredibly hard worker has passed away, and someone of significance who really did suffer this, Lee Elder, the first black golfer to play in the Masters, dead at the age of 87. And Elder was a guy who, you talk about a breakthrough against racism. It was Lee Elder who grew up with like a caddy swing, not like later Tiger Woods, somebody like that. Very difficult world to break into. He did think he won on the PGA Tour, among others, and played in the Masters as the first African-American player, dead at the age of 87, but incredibly hard worker on top of that. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How about John Henry, the steel-driving man?
That's pretty tough to beat.
Went up against the machine and worked himself to death.
Yes, that's a pretty tight hate to compete against him when it comes to hard work. Yes, very good fictional one. We'll put that before the committee. Bill's got a good one, too, in Sewell, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Mine is Rosie the Riveter from World War II.
Ooh, I love
that
answer, Dom.
Yes, that is a great one. I like John Henry, too, but Rosie the Riveter is excellent. Inspired us to win the war. and Farley in Farley in Northern Liberties on Talk Radio 1210. Farley, who's yours?
Tom, I'm going to go with that player of the American Lumberjacks featured in the movie Fargo, Paul Bunyan.
That is a great thing. I could go and watch Fargo right now. Dana, are you a fan of Fargo?
I love Fargo, yeah.
Yeah, okay, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, those at the end are very tough. I like Charles Ingalls before that, but I got to go with Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, I think Rosie's the answer here. It's a great answer.
All right, so Rosie the Riveter's the winner today. We'll put that into the hat. On Friday, we draw it out, $50 gift certificate. Got a lot of food going into the holidays here. Tomorrow at 2:14, we will have Dom's Money Melody, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 Boston Market gift certificate. You got to be quick, though. This audience is incredible. Dan, you going to go with something esoteric, or are you going to still play by the rules here?
No, I'm all good, Dom. I have this for you, though.
Maybe my talent is that I can convey. It's second to none. I'll say whatever here.
Yeah.
Yes, when it comes to disdain and putting down Kenny Krasner and all, I can convey it. Just wind me up out there. It is just remarkable the outrages that these guys perpetuate, and women, every day.
I just want to wish Dan a happy birthday, and I got to go.
Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate that, Tony.
He had to get that in. Yes, so happy birthday to Dan, all of 32 today with the sty on the eye. We need to put that picture up on Twitter. Come on now. Nice sty picture is always welcome. Poor Maisie tonight at the Chinese food with the sty. We learned today that Roe is signed to do a taped message to the troops out there over the holidays, Dan.
Cannot wait for this, Dom.
And I, of course, agreed to sing a Christmas song. People can on Twitter tell us, yeah, let's see what people on Twitter would like to hear.
It's you put incredibly that up? Exciting. Yeah, let's put it up there.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow if we have time. Tomorrow, Dr. Nicole will be here to break down all this variant stuff. And Bill McSwain to tell us how important it is that we have a governor that challenges Philadelphia. And the latest outrage, this Temple student shot, race means nothing in this. It's all about this chaos that's engulfing the city of Philadelphia with people who just go to their parties and their events and don't seem to care much about it. They only care about their ideology. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Don't forget our big special on Thursday night at 9. You'll hear three or maybe four of our local nominees, and then you'll have your chance to vote early and often, just like in Philadelphia.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.